In a world of anger, strife, and plagues, a constant struggle is battled out between good and evil, right and wrong. And for over 7 years, the IndieCast is here to try to make you forget all of that with interviews, pop culture talk, and the best in sexual innuendo. So sit back and relax as Chad, Zach, and Luna welcome you to the IndieCast, exclusively on the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network.
Greetings, Wrestling Nerds, and welcome to the Wrestling Nerd Radio Network Holiday Special. I'm your host for today, Maximus Chad Allen, Santa Maximus, I guess, today, if you will. And we'd like to welcome you to the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network Holiday Special. What you can expect from us today is we've got some of our wrestling friends, former guests, friends, hashtag friends of the IndieCast, as well as other podcast brethren, part of our Podern family, will be presenting their letters to Santa and what they can expect for under the tree, hopefully, from Wrestling Santa for this year, upcoming year 2021. We need to have a little bit of hope because 2020 was an absolute hellscape. So for me, just if you're wondering, what I would like to wish for Wrestling Santa is more solid competition for World Wrestling Entertainment, more independent professional wrestling to become big and popular with companies like GCW, and other companies like that to start to become big so then they get noticed. That makes all the ships kind of rise in the tide. I would like for fans to be able to come back, like I'm sure probably a lot of my friends are going to say here, once this COVID bullshit is taken care of. And I would like for Punk Pro to have a chance to start to be seen on the big scene. As it pertains to the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network, we're glad that you are listening to us today. If you're new to this because of some of our Podern family or the like, please don't hesitate to like and subscribe to us and spread the word of the Wrestling Nerds. We'd love to have you join us, and we're always looking for more. For now, I hope you have your eggnog, hopefully have your virtual Yule log lit if you don't have your own at home, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday, whichever one you celebrate, take your pick. And if you got offended that I'm saying happy holidays instead of something like Merry Christmas, please burn in hell. Otherwise, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network Holiday Special.
Hollowicked here with my letter for Santa Claus. Now, I don't particularly subscribe to the idea that there's some immortal being flying around the world in one night just granting wishes. But if you want to make a believer out of me, Santa Claus, grant me one thing. Give me the power to decide who lives and who dies. Make it happen.
Dear Santa, it's Justin Summers from the Wrestling Cheers podcast. I've been a good boy this year, even though 2020 was a real troubling year. I drank my milk, I said my prayers, I took my vitamins, and I also wasn't a part of the speaking out movement. Since I was so well behaved in 2020, I would ask that you consider these wrestling Christmas presents that I may open up in the year 2021. First up, how about the return of live wrestling shows? It's really hard to do a podcast that concentrates on AIW when they don't have any shows. But again, 2020 was a real troubling year. I would like to be able to go to shows and see my friends and enjoy some professional wrestling. I guess this would include finding a cure for COVID. Next, I would like to see Lee Moriarty go to Japan. In 2019, he started making a name for himself, but if 2020 didn't turn out the way it did, I think 2020 would have been the year of Lee Moriarty. So in 2021, let's get the best professional wrestler in North America to Japan. I don't care what company it is. Just get the boy from Pittsburgh to Japan. Third on my list is one of my favorite female wrestlers, Veda Scott. No, this isn't for me, but Veda Scott has been wrestling close to 10 years. How about we give her a contract? I know a lot of people that aren't high on her wrestling ability, but one thing she is good at and one thing that she has shined in is commentary. So I ask you, maybe get Jim Ross off the air and give Veda Scott a full-time commentary position at AEW. Fourth, there's one man in professional wrestling that has made a name for himself, but I feel like he is underappreciated. a man that I have known since 2012, and that's all ego, Ethan Page. I would simply like to give him more recognition. Maybe it's to help push Impact to be a bigger and better company. Maybe it's getting a contract for WWE or AEW. I don't care what it is. I just think Ethan Page deserves to be a huge star. And lastly, Santa, I know you have a toy shop. You make so many toys every single year for all the good girls and boys. Is it possible that you could help Walmart out? Because the wrestling section for 2020 was pretty bare. I was lucky enough to get 5 of Series 1 AEW figures, minus the Brandy. But so many times I walked down that aisle, I looked to the toys, and there was nothing. Or there was a couple figures, literally like 3. Can you help Walmart out and fix these distribution problems? Thank you for taking the time and reading this, Santa. We've worked really hard here on Wrestling Cheers, and we hit our 200th episode at the end of October. Maybe you can throw us some help on getting interviews in 2021. I hope you have a great and safe night, Santa, and you don't get into any trouble. Stay safe, and please don't run over my grandma. And I would like to wish all the podcast listeners out there happy holidays.
Dear Santa, it's me, Mario TBD. I kept up my end of the bargain. You better keep up yours. I want that PS5, fat man.
Santa, we meet again. Listen, you know who it is. It's your boy Christopher Hayes. And you know my lists are always short because my money runs long during the year. But more importantly, I know you heard what TBD said. We kept up our end of the bargain. We expect you to deliver. So I'm going to make this very clear. Crystal, if you will, almost as white as the driven snow or your beard, we want the PS5. Make sure you bring it.
Old Saint Nick, it's the captain of the naughty list, Draven Devastation. Now, you've probably heard a lot of bad things about me, and they're probably all true, but the bottom line is, we kept up our end of the deal. PS5.
Listen here, you gingerbread munching, chestnut roasting in your open mouth, yuletide bringing sack of shit. I want my goddamn money. And a PS5. Don't make me and the rest of the HSH boys fuck you up like we did last time.
Dear Santa. This is me, Ron Abad Jr., big old Hossie boy himself. I just wanted to send you, you know, with technology, send you my letter. We'll send you my letter for Christmas. I just want a couple things. It's no problem. I want a Ronnie Bass Jr. I want a Ronnie Bass Jr. A big old Ronnie Bass Jr. And a big old Ronnie Bass, baby. Yeah, and I think that, you know, not a whole lot, just a little bit of Ronnie Bass Jr. That's all I want for Christmas, man. So, Santa, I promise you I've been good. If you just make that happen for Ronnie Bass, I appreciate you, brother. Just, you know, keep on keeping on. You're the man, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Dear Santa, it's me, Mr. Chaos from the Chaos Theory Podcast. And boy, do I have a list for you this year. First, can you make sure that cunt Velveteen Dream is released from his contract and never works again? Oh, and maybe give him an incurable disease that makes his dick fall off. Second, can you make the shitty part of the internet wrestling community realize that being a fucking asshole to people you've never met is not okay? And please make their mothers kick them out of their basements after they're forced to take showers. Next, let Triple H sign Thunder Rosa to a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal so I can see the best women's wrestler in the world fight Bianca Belair. Also, for the love of God, will you tell AEW, Impact, and New Japan to let Bullet Club reform and take over all 3 promotions. Lastly, please, for the love of all things holy, don't let Vince fuck up Keith Lee in WWE. Signed, your favorite asshole with a microphone, Mr. Chaos.
Hi, Santa. It's Dave Mack from the Monday Night Chores podcast. I'm sure you're an avid listener, and I think you'll agree, for a podcast that reviews the Monday Night Wars in 1995, it's been a pretty bleak year for wrestling. We've been really, really good boys this year, so please could we have a few things off our wrestling wish list to make the 1996 Monday Night Wars a tiny bit easier to watch? Please can Vince McMahon stop using the phrase, "What a manoeuvre?" Please can Hulk Hogan grow back his moustache? Please can Ahmed Johnson stop doing promos? He talks so little sense. Please can you stop Mongo from dressing up his poor dog Pepe? Please can you get the British Bulldog a different robe to wear, as his one looks like it's a pair of his nan's curtains? Please make the Dungeon of Doom go away. Please can Jerry Lawler stop hanging out with his dentist Isaac Yankum? Please can we have a bit more Eddie Guerrero on Nitro? And please can we have a little bit less of sad Shawn Michaels on Raw? Please can you give Lex Luger a bit of charisma? And please can you stop the 1-2-3 kid from moaning that he gets treated like a kid even though his name is Kid? Please let Bret Hart wrestle a bit more on Raw. And please make sure we never see Cobra on Nitro again. Anything off our 1995 wrestling Christmas wish list would be awesome to make our lives a little bit better. And don't forget on Christmas Eve to download every episode of the Monday Night Chores from wherever you get your podcast from to keep you company while you visit all the good little girls and boys. Thank you and take care.
What's up, Santa? You know who it is by the sound of my voice. That's right. It's your man, Mr. 6'9", JT. So I was thinking, what can I ask you for, Santa, this year on my list? Well, what about world peace and internet wrestling community? Nah, that's not going to happen. That there's a Waffle House in every corner of this United States. God, I wish that was more logical. How about that wrestling and wrestling crowds return once COVID is over? And hopefully, just let that be over before WrestleMania.
Dear Santa, Big Calyx is writing you to tell you the one thing he wants for Christmas. Grimace, the day when you reach into your sack and give all everything. But what do you give the man who has it all? Santa, for Grimace, I want you to make Big Calyx even bigger. Bye.
My letter to Santa. Dear Santa, this is MGB Graham from the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Hey, I only just realized, you know that naughty nice list that you do? That's basically just Good Cop, Bad Cop moments, right? Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay. Well, anyways, I only have one wish this year. Please make it safe for indie wrestlers and fans to return what they love doing. The wrestlers need to be able to work, and we want to support them with all our hearts. I know it's a big one. I hope you can swing it for us. Boom. We're out of here.